Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. Tonight, we will be discussing Jesus, the Heart Knower. I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 1, verse 24, and also from Acts chapter 15, verse 8. However, before we begin our discussion this morning, I'd like to give you some background on the author of the book of Acts. Of course, he is Luke the physician, who wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, which is the first book of church history. And so Luke wrote this particular book to an individual of nobility whose name was Theophilus. And so we learn that Luke was very precise, very erudite, very, very careful in the way that he put together the gospel document and also this document on church history. The book of Acts, fascinating in many ways. The individual who wrote this document reveals a great knowledge of Jerusalem, Jewish history, Rome, Roman history, Roman legal policy, navigation, etc. So a very scholarly individual put together this particular book, and his name was Luke the Physician. He makes a very interesting observation in chapter 2, and he uses a very important term in chapter 2, verse 24. He uses the term cardionosta. And so I'm going to read verse 24 of Luke, of Acts chapter 1, verse 24. Quote, and they prayed. That's speaking of the disciples. Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen. And so when we look carefully at this verse from the Greek text, we have the words, which knowest the heart, and thou, Lord, which knowest the heart. So in the Greek, the word is cardionosta. And so this word is, of course, it is a noun, and it's a Greek noun, and it means one who knows the hearts, the most secret thoughts, desires, and intentions. Again, one who knows the hearts, the most secret thoughts, desires, and intentions. Now, we turn to Acts 15, verse 8. We read these words, Acts 15, 8. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Verse 9, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. So in verse 8, we have the words, which knoweth the hearts. Again, the word here is cardionostes. Again, God who knows one's secret thoughts, desires and intentions. So we have this insight that is given to us through or by Luke through the individuals who are engaged in the work of the ministry in the book of Acts. And so I want you to note carefully the place that God occupied in the thoughts of these individuals who were tasked with publishing the good news of Jesus. And I also note that these individuals never talked about the person of Jesus. These individuals knew, many of them had known Jesus in the first person, and so they spoke of Jesus. They spoke from hearts that were filled with an intimate awareness of Jesus, both during his public ministry and in his post-resurrection ministry. So they knew him. They had a complete knowledge and awareness of him. They knew Jesus in a very powerful manner. And in fact, Jesus had told his disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until they were endowed with power from on high. But note the knowledge and the awareness that God had of their hearts. And so Jesus is the heart knower. He was for them the heart knower, and he is for us too the heart knower. It is interesting, in human embryonics, when the cells begin to develop, to begin forming a baby, the first cells to come together are not the cells of the brain, but the cells that will comprise the heart. The heart begins to come together first. The psalmist states that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God knows our hearts. He knows us. Nothing about us has been thrown away by God. God redeemed all of us on the cross. And so we would do well to understand that the power of Jesus, the one who saved us, the one who rescued us, knows all about us. Men may believe that they have secrets, but Psalm 90 talks about our secret sins. Our secret sins are open scandal in heaven. So therefore, there are no secrets, and there are no secrets from God. So therefore, you and I may confess our sins to God, and 1 John 1:9 tells us he is faithful and just. Faithful, dependable, and just to forgive us, that is, to send off from us our sins. Aphemē in the Greek. Forgiveness means to send off from one a debt that can never be repaid. See, when we sin, and I sin before God, we cannot repay that debt. And so he graciously forgives us of our sin. Nowhere are we told in the Bible that we are to feel sorry for our sins. We are to repent. Repent doesn't mean, repentance doesn't mean to feel sorry for one's sin. Repentance, metanoia, means to have a change of attitude, means to have a change of heart. So therefore, Jesus knows when this has occurred within us, when we have had a change of heart about a particular situation. He knows when we have changed our attitude about a situation. Jesus is the heart knower. Well, you and I have been tasked with growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to grow up into him in all things. He is our yardstick, not another believer. We are to grow up, that is, our characterological development takes place within the sphere of Christ. We are in Christ. And that preposition in, E-N, in Greek, means a preposition of rest. We rest in Him. We have the rest of salvation in Him. We have this wonderful rest, this wonderful position in Christ, in Him. Please read Ephesians chapter 1 when you have the opportunity to do so. So we rest in Him. And as we rest, the Lord begins to work out of our lives those things which might hinder us. You and I might hold on to anger, bitterness, resentment. You and I might hold on to grief that we believe that we can never let go. And let me read to you from Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53:3 reads, "He was despised," and speaking of Jesus, "and rejected by men. Like one, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering." The Hebrew reads, more accurately, "known by grief." He was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, or known by grief. Our Savior, who is now our High Priest, understands what you and I go through, what is happening to us right now, what is happening in our lives. He knows when we are uncomfortable physically. He knows when we have questions about our destiny and our future. He knows our tears, our silent tears. He knows what goes on in the hearts of our loved ones who would love to alleviate our suffering in some manner, but who cannot. He knows all about us. Now, let me tell you, let me say this to you. If you have suffering, if you have grief that has been in your heart for many years, or even if it was put there yesterday, give it to the Lord. And it may hurt. And you may be smarting under the pain of your grief, but give it to Him. The psalmist states that our tears are in His bottle, because we belong to Him. Nothing is thrown away, not even our tears, neither our anger. When we are grief-stricken, when we are hurt so much that our grief cannot be verbalized, it is inaudible. He knows that too. He is the heart knower. He knows our suffering. And if you have an opportunity, please also read the book of Job. God sees us, and God sees you. And I'm going to pray for you right now before I close. Father, if there is anyone in the audience who is grief-stricken, I pray for that person. I pray for those persons that you would bless them and watch over them. And I pray that they will know that you love them and that you see their grief and you are the heart knower, you know their grief and their suffering. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.